Colder air has made its way back into the region, and some lake effect snow showers will continue for the Mohawk Valley. And with the west-northwesterly winds, some flakes may funnel down into the valley and into the capital region. With high pressure quickly building in during the afternoon, the snow showers will come to an end by later in the day. There'll be little accumulation aside from the Mohawk Valley, and even then will likely only be an inch or less. Now, high pressure moves out, allowing a developing storm to impact the region Thursday into Friday. Snow is expected to develop quickly Thursday morning and into the afternoon, and could become quite heavy later in the day and overnight. A winter storm watch has been issued for some areas as a possible significant snowfall may occur. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high near 40 degrees. A northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour and could gust up over 20 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, a few snow showers possible, especially during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 35 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 32 degrees with a record of 61 set in 1982. Normal minimum temperature is 17 degrees with a record of 14 below set in 1951. Sunrise and sunset data for today, December the 28th, 2016. Sunrise at 7:25 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:29 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. It'll be mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s and west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and much cooler today with highs in the lower 40s, a west wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, partly cloudy tonight, cold with lows down into the mid-20s, southwest winds becoming light and variable. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Otherwise, highs in the mid-30s and a west wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows down into the mid-20s, winds becoming southeast overnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a winter storm watch is in effect Thursday morning through Friday morning. It'll be partly sunny today, though, cooler with highs only in the mid-30s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour could gust upwards of 20 miles an hour from time to time. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, they're becoming mostly cloudy, cold with lows in the lower 20s, west winds becoming south overnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today, a chance of snow showers, otherwise highs in the upper 30s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, it'll be cold with lows down into the mid-20s, winds becoming southeast overnight. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, snow could be heavy at times, especially in the later afternoon and early evening hours, highs in the low and mid-30s, a chance of snow for Friday, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s, Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s, partly sunny for New Year's Day with highs in the low and mid-30s, and for Monday, another chance for some snow, highs in the low and mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.